Kia ora mai tātou katoa. It's been a while, it's been a while, e te whānau, but we're back at it again with JT here, John Tahana, for our Rugby League wrap-up. Good morning, how are you going this morning?
Morena, morena. Very well, thank you. I'm over in Kerikeri, but it doesn't matter. I haven't got my sponsors list with me, but the sponsors know who they are. Big aroha mai to them. But the biggest news flash in the Rugby League is the Pioneers contemplating withdrawing from the Northern Rugby League comp.
Wow.
So that's going to be very, very tentative news for the up-and-coming weeks to what they're going to decide to do, whether they're going to completely dismantle and move on and fill up other clubs, remains to be seen. But that just goes to show why we wanted the comp in the north, because this is not the first time it's happened. We go down to Whangarei and teams don't turn up and they default and we're travelling for nothing, and then when they had to come up here, they defaulted to us up here and this type of thing. So, you know, there's been really, since we got the comp going in the Taitoko Rugby League, there's been no defaults. So that plays a big, big part in what rugby league's all about, and why we want to play the game. We want to play the game every week. We don't want someone to ring up and say, hey, we can't make it.
Yeah.
But I think we've had one incident come to hand, but that's just a teasing thing. We've always said that the first year is going to be a teasing year to sort things out, to see how it goes. But it's all good. But also, we had a good turnout in the public meeting for the Te Hiku Sports Hub.
Oh, good stuff.
John Carter and Mark Osborne and all the appropriate people there and give me a good korero and update. They look like doing earthworks on the fields starting in October. And I am in korero with Mark Osborne to what to do with existing rugby league club rooms, whether we can get the move to possibly, but I have to consult the AMP show trustees, see if they're prepared to put it on near the oval there for the rugby league seniors.
Awesome.
And have it a shared club room, a shared thing with AMP. But listen, this is hot off the press, so they don't even know about it.
You heard it here first, Fana. You heard it here first.
But otherwise, yes, the league's going good. I'm just trying to think. And Aroha mai to Jim Larkin, who's progressing very slowly. It's a long road for Jim. And our aroha goes out to his family,
Tautokoafi.
And also a big thumbs up to Sally Taylor going over to America to Muhammad Ali's mate.
Oh, being
the only Maori, in the universe that hopped in the room with Muhammad Ali, I think it's something that we can nurture for years and say, hey, we've been with the best.
Yeah. Oh, so, good stuff.
Aroha mai to Valley and his wife who went over for the trip. Kia ora.
Oh, ka pai. Hey, what do you think? Who's going to... How are we going to go this weekend, Warriors Sharks?
Who? Oh! Well, we're going to win. Win, of course.
Keeping the faith, eh? Keeping the faith.
Yeah. Well, we have to, eh? I mean, we got to go down fighting.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Have you got any other big matchups for this weekend?
No, every match is a big match.
Good answer.
But Murifeno will travel to Ottawa this week. So that's going to test the travelling.
Yeah.
But good luck to Murifenua and good luck to all the other teams and aroha mai.
Oh, ka pai. Thank you so much. Good to hear from you. Good to hear you, your voice again.
No worries. Thank you very, very much.
A tēnā tātai katoa ko tērā te reo kōrero o John Tahana, tō tātai whanaunga, kuruana mo te Whitiriki e Huawa. Up the Warriors, ne? Go the Warriors. Hoi no e Huama, koina ko te whakara popoto, mo te Whitiriki, mo tēnei wiki, kia mau tonu mai, āmuri mai i ngā waiatai, he kōrero, he whakawhisinga kōrero ki Wanganui a Māwako, te pāpa a Waitai Pētara, kia mau tonu mai.